Good morning, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Tom Chenault Show on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. I guess it isn't morning anymore. And we are standing here in Longmont, Colorado, getting ready for a little driving trip. Denise and I are going to hit the road tomorrow and just point our car to the north and keep driving until we decide to stop. So that's going to be kind of fun, isn't it, Denise Chenault?
Yes, it is, Tom.
And all I need is a cell phone, a computer, or a roll of quarters, and here we go. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fantastic, and I wish you were all going along, but we're going to be chronicling our trip as we go. If you've looked on Facebook today, I was driving last night a Lola, owned by a guy named Dan Gurney, G-U-R-N-E-Y, who apparently was some famous race car driver. His car was worth $800,000, and the guy that was showing it at this charity event, we knew, our buddy Ryan, and he gave me a ride. Was that cool enough?
I've never even heard of a Lola.
Neither have I.
Lola is a song. And that's all I know.
Yeah, and Lola, yeah, it's the truth. But that car, have you ever heard anything so loud in your life?
Oh, my God. It rattled. Actually, did you hear the other car alarms going off?
Yeah.
Because of it.
Well, the thing, you couldn't believe it. And I thought my eardrums, when he revved it, when I was in the passenger seat with him, I thought my eardrums were literally going to explode.
It shook the ground. Yeah, it was amazing.
And the reason that you say, now what the heck does this have to do with network marketing? Well, the reason is because you're out there in the community, you end up getting involved with all kinds of charitable endeavors, and you get to do fun stuff like that. This isn't just about supposedly making a ton of money. It's about having a lifestyle like no one else has. And that's kind of what we have. Isn't that right, Denise?
It's true. Yeah, and that fundraiser was unbelievable. The Morgan Adams Concours d'Elegance. And it was for raising money for pediatric cancer. And there were probably 1,500 people there last night, and millions and millions and millions of dollars in airplanes and cars. It was pretty amazing.
It was, and it was a lot of fun. And I'll tell you, I want you guys to not have a time clock that owns you, a cubicle that owns you, a lifestyle that owns you. I want you to own all that stuff. And the way that you do it is go out there and believe in yourself. And one thing that everybody's been saying to me is, Tom, why didn't you warn us about Zeke Rewards? Well, two things. Number one, I don't know anything about anything. I am not a very smart guy. I have no right to be saying that your company is bad. I don't know who people think they are. And in this world, there's so many armchair quarterbacks out there that never get out in the lake. Yet their favorite thing to do is wait for something to fail, like Zeke, and then stand back and look at all those poor people out there drowning and say, I so told you so, you should have never gotten in the water. And nothing makes my blood boil more than those armchair quarterbacks. The Denver Broncos start up here in about 20 minutes. They're playing 45 minutes. They're playing the San Francisco 49ers. And it's just like sitting on the TV screaming at Peyton Manning for not going left, right, or up the middle, saying, I could have done it better. Well, if you can, go do it. Let's hear it, Denise.
So let me ask you something, Tom.
What, Denise?
If your brother wanted to get into Zeke Rewards, let's say 3 months ago, what would you have said?
I would have said, I would have said, you're nuts. Why aren't you joining me? I'm not happy, and I'm not coming to Thanksgiving.
Okay, what if it was your sister?
All right, I would have said, good for you. It's probably going to go down and you're dead. No, that's not true.
My
sister-in-law called me a couple of days ago about LifeVantage.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not, I don't love LifeVantage for two reasons. One, it's not the company I'm in. And the second reason is the first. And the fact of the matter is, I didn't say a thing except go for it. And if it doesn't work out, I want you to know that it is not the industry that failed. It might have been your upline. It might have been your company. But do not blame the industry. And once you get your nose bloodied, don't quit the business, come back and see me.
Well, and I think that it's always smart. We get a lot of phone calls from people that are checking out Youngevity, and they're smart enough to check it out, not only from the standpoint of what the company is, and you know, who started the company and the products and all that, but also who they want to partner with in the business. And I think that, unfortunately, most people get into a network marketing company, you know, not eyes wide open, and they kind of fall into a company. And I think that if anything is to learn from this whole catastrophe, it's is do your due diligence beforehand.
Well, and Denise just broke my cardinal rule of not talking about the company that you're involved with.
Oops.
So she doesn't get to ever be a guest again, because I don't. This isn't about being some plug for my company or
no,
your
I'm
company
not,
or
I,
our
I didn't
company.
Say that. No.
So here's the deal.
Find a company you love.
Find a company you love and know you're going to have problems with it and join. And that came not from Richard Brook, where I was wrong, but from Al Schrider, who Richard Brook gave credit to. Because you're going to have problems with your company. You're going to have problems with your upline. You're going to have problems with your product, with the shipping. You're going to have problems with the comp plan. You might as well. That's a given. But if your belief is so big, nothing is going to stop you from achieving what you want to achieve in network marketing. So if you end up with a company that goes down the drain, it's tough, and nothing's worse. And probably when you do that, you're going to say, you know, maybe I shouldn't have been in that particular type of company or whatever it was that caused that company to go down the drain. Denise and I were the master distributors at a company, and it had $22 million behind it. We had tens of thousands of distributors, and it still managed to go broke. And I had more than one person, including Troy Dooley, and I always say it, that said, why'd you do that? Why'd you get involved with them? And couldn't you see it coming? And why didn't you get everybody else out before the thing blew up? And guess what? If it were that easy, it would be that easy, but it's not that easy.
But it also went down after 7 years. It's not like it didn't have the legs to begin with. Do you know what I mean?
No.
I mean, it's I don't know. I think there's a difference, but
I don't. It's just, you know, and the only bad thing about 7 years versus 1 year is we had a chance to get more of our friends and family into that one that took 7 years to go down. You never want one to go down. You never want to leave a company. And I'll tell you, look for those warning signs and know that you're building a dynasty that you're trying to give to your grandkids. As I look through my children, I don't know that my kids are ever going to want to do my company. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they ever will. So what am I doing now? I'm working on the baby Corinne. She just turned one.
13 months.
Yeah.
There you go.
So I'm just holding my...
There.
I'm just going,
naive.
You hang around, kid, for 17 more years. We got plans for you. But that's the truth, isn't it?
Well, and the kids, you know, granted, our kids actually absolutely love the products. You know, so it's not to say that they're not an advocate for the products.
No, but they want to make their way in business.
That's true, yeah.
They both graduated from college, and they're both finance people, and they both want to make their way. And the job they have...
With three kids.
Well, the third one's in. The job they have, the job they have, you stumped me there.
Sorry.
The job they have is more important to them than the money they make at this point. And sooner or later, they're going to get tired of the rat race and the pressure and the bosses stopping on their heads and all the stuff that goes along with corporate politics and corporate America, where they get bypassed for a promotion because somebody slept with the boss or whatever it is. And all of a sudden, they're going to say, you know what? I'm sick of that. I think I'm going to do what dad and mom do. And in the case of our third child, our 20-year-old, he's just at a point where he's just trying to figure out his way in life. And if I have my way, he'll figure it out with a big multi-level marketing check behind him so he can go do what he's passionate about, which is art, for the rest of his life. And my job right now is to show him that. But the whole crux of this first segment today was stop being so judgmental. Go out and make a lot of money in your business and be, it's just like Alcoholics Anonymous, be a program of attraction, not promotion, and certainly be a program of not killing off the other person's deal in order to make yours look better, because it never works that way. Be bigger than that, no matter who you are. And speaking of that, Len Clements, I'm not happy with you. I like you. I think that you are a tribute to network marketing, and you quitting the ANMP right now, for whatever reason it was, isn't good for me, because you're bigger than that. There's all kinds of stuff that goes wrong out there, and you get mad at people, and right now you happen to be mad at me. But guess what? It isn't about you and I. It's about this profession. It's much, much bigger than that. This profession needs you. This ANMP needs you. You need to call Garrett McGrath and say, I rescind my resignation. What do you think of that, Denise? What? It's called him out.
The wrath of Tom. Here we go.
Well, I'm just not happy, man. I like the guy. Well, and, you know, we argue about everything, but that's healthy, I think.
He is one on a very long list of people who may not be happy with you. I hate to
You know, I seem to. Yeah, I know it. I think I need to go to Dale Carnegie because I lead. But, you know, I lead with my chin, and I really believe what's coming out of my mouth.
Well, you don't hold back either.
Yeah. And so I might have Tourette's. A lot of people call me Tourette's Tom. And the reason is because I've been doing interviews for so long that usually what comes into my brain, I have found it to be better radio to have it come out of my mouth versus thinking about it for a week and then have it come out.
Not TMZ.
Yeah, and that's funny. And guess what? And it's been like, I mean, even in our marriage or anything else, it's been a little bit rough, me just doing the stuff I do.
Constantly apologizing? Yeah, welcome to my life, Tom.
Yes. Yeah, and would you please call Lynn Clements? So
I apologize, Lynn.
And everybody out there gets to go see that, me and that Lola. So if you get a chance, go to Facebook. Today's show.
Turn up the volume.
Yeah, it's going to be unbelievable. We have got Kevin Thompson. Obviously, he is very, very versed in network marketing. He knows it inside and out. And he's going to be talking about the penny auctions. He'll be talking about Zeek. He'll be talking about Bidify. He's going to be talking about penny auctions in the network marketing business. He's going to tell us what the future of network marketing looks like from his eyes. I love this guy. Right after that, we've got Dan and Becky Mays. These people were million-dollar earners over at Isagenics. They're just getting back on the horse and into the game. They are extraordinary, too. And then right after that, we've got Dr. Erica Duffy, who is a best-selling author on personal development. So it's going to be an unbelievable show today.
Yeah.
And if you guys get a chance, I'm going to try to apologize to Lynn Clements all the way through this show. So if any of you know, I'm telling him to call and turn on his radio, because he truly shouldn't be taking it so personally. It's just Tom Chenault opening his big fat mouth one more time. And we'll be back right after this. It is the Tom Chenault Show with Denise Chenault on the Genesis Radio Network.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Show, and it is an unbelievable Sunday. So I mentioned Richard Brook about the fact that I quoted him one day on Facebook, and he came back and said, because he's such a humble man, said that, no, that was Big Al Schrider's quote, and I really loved him. But then on my Facebook, he just wrote, Tom, how can we listen to a guy that doesn't even know who Dan Gurney was and thinks Lola is the name of a boat? I'm telling you guys, I never told you I was smart, but I'm telling you, I am so happy Richard Brook is listening. And if you don't have the 4-year career by this guy, if you don't have the CDs, if you don't have the book, if you don't have your organizations buying it, you are missing it. That is critically important. We're going to get Richard back on here. Here's a guy that one morning I woke up and there he was standing in front of my coffee shop in Longmont, Colorado, Buzz Coffee. Greg Arnold and I were on the air that day. I just about swallowed my cigar, and Richard went for a ride on my little blue Vespa with me. And that was so cute, because both we looked like Dumb and Dumber. It was the most wonderful thing you've ever seen. Do you remember that day?
Oh, my God.
It was awesome.
For some reason, you always put men on there, and it's powder blue, so it makes you look even cornier.
We ought to drive over. He's got a cool boat. You know, we're jumping in the car. Anyway, we're jumping in the car on Monday, and we're going to start driving north toward, I think we're going to go to Billings. Maybe we might just go over and go for a ride in Richard Brooks' boat. That was hard to say. We've got Kevin Thompson with us. Kevin, how are you this morning?
Doing wonderful. So glad to be on your program, and I've done some research, and I've Google searched Dan Gurney, and I know exactly who he is now.
Well, tell me.
He is an American racing driver, race car builder, and team owner, born in 1931. I bet you didn't know that.
No. I'll be darned. He must have been about 6 feet tall and about 25 pounds, because I look like a Solaflex model.
Yeah.
So maybe that's...
We had to wedge Tom.
Oh, my God. I couldn't get in it, and I couldn't get out of that car. Yeah, it was horrible. So anyway, good to have you aboard, Kevin. I know we cut you short last week. We're going to have a lot of time to talk to you today. Tell people, first of all, who you are, what your specialty is, and why you're so passionate about this world of network marketing and home-based business.
Well, I guess I'll answer the last question, why am I so passionate? I love working with competitive people. I'm a very competitive person. I competed in track and field at the University of Tennessee in the decathlon, and the closest that I could get to that sort of competitive environment was working with young companies. And in particular, I really like working with young network marketing companies. I mean, these entrepreneurs, they're different. They're really passionate. They believe in their products. They believe in their services. And they want to impact thousands upon thousands of people. And so it's fun for me to be a part of that journey. I really sincerely love doing what I do. And I get to work with really fantastic clients, and I get to work with some clients that, you know, that sometimes they don't all listen. But it's fun for me. So your first question, what I do, I help young network marketing companies get off the ground legally. The law is very confusing and complex. It's a history of probably 50 years of cases and federal regulations, and it's sort of a mess. And so I help clients make sense of the information that's out there, and I have fun doing it.
So let's talk about that a little bit. Is it your job to figure out what company is going to make it and what company is going to be good or what company is going to be bad?
No, definitely not. Essentially what I do is I sell shovels to gold miners.
Yeah.
Usually entrepreneurs come to me, they have a unique product, maybe they've secured some proprietary rights to this new probiotic or whatever. They know the market. I don't know the market as good as they do. I mean, I have a sense of what these products do, but I'm not in it like they're in it. My job is to assess their pay plans and their whole enrollment process and to make sure that it complies with all the MLM regulations that are out there. I give them the information. What they do with it after that point is it's on them.
There's no doubt about it. So, and we're going to get to a couple of your clients in the next segment, but you're not the cop of the industry any more than any network marketing association or anything else. It's on. I mean, this is America, and obviously you're not supposed to put pyramid schemes or anything up there, but isn't the industry going to kind of police itself and weed the bad guys out anyway, or am I missing it?
You know, Tom, that's a really good question. In my opinion, the law is so complex and confusing that there's an ocean of gray, which, you know, it leaves room for companies to sell $1,000 lemonade, for example. Let's suppose we have a company that sells $1,000 lemonade, and we convince people, we'll just drink the lemonade and recruit 10 people to drink the lemonade, and you can be rich. Technically, under the laws in the space, you can make an argument that that could comply with MLM law. I mean, you could make an argument and say, look, it's internal consumption, people are drinking it, we've got a refund policy, what's the big deal? In my opinion, it's sort of difficult and expensive for regulators to pursue companies, which means we've got a lot of bad guys out there, and it really hurts the reputation of the space.
We're
going to
take a quick break, and we're going to come back right after this, and then we're going to turn it loose for a long time with Kevin Thompson. You stick around. It's the Tom Chenault Show.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Kevin Thompson. This is the Tom Chenault Show. We're going to follow this up with Dan and Becky Mays. Then we've got Dr. Erica Duffy. And then we've got Loreen Williamson, who is a rock star with the Association of Network Marketing Professionals from Mississippi. So here we go. Kevin, back to you, buddy. Thank you for clarifying. I mean, that your opinion and what you're saying on that does not surprise me. I knew that was exactly what you were going to say. So let's talk about these penny auctions in the network marketing space. Do they have a place now that you aren't judge and jury? And is there a way to make them so that it is a network marketing company that's got some legs and some future?
I think everything as far as their ability to compete in the network marketing arena, they have to demonstrate that the bids have value beyond the network, right? Back to the $10,000 shots of lemonade scenario, the penny auctions, the bids that they're selling, they need to be competitive with what else is out there. That's number one. Number two, it's hard to say. I don't have a crystal ball. The idea of penny auctions, there's been rumors of this thing being regulated as gambling. Again, it's rumors. I haven't heard it from any sort of politician, but if that happens, that would obviously throw a monkey wrench in the engine. But assuming that there's no issue with penny auctions going forward just by itself, can it operate in the network marketing arena? The answer is yes. I think what we've learned with Zeek is that the idea of purchasing just thousands upon thousands of sample bids and giving those bids away, and in exchange for giving those bids away, you accrue value in some kind of profit-sharing pool, that resembled a security, and in fact, the SEC is arguing very aggressively that it is a security. I think we know that that party's over. And so now these companies, they need to live and die on the value of their bids, period.
And can they do it? I understand that Bitify changed their entire comp plan right after the Zeke thing went down. Is there any truth to that?
No, there's truth to that. Yeah, they've released a statement. And I'm not here to be their ambassador, but I am impressed with the guys because, you know, there were some maybe some tricky cosmetic things that they could have done to get away from Zeke, but they just completely broke away 100%. You can no longer spend thousands of dollars on sample bids and make money in this profit-sharing pool. They completely cut that spigot off. It's just a standard unilevel plan driven by sales of bids. And I think as you advance in the pay plan, you've got to accrue more legitimate customers. And here's another catch. With Zeke, I think 10 billion bids were sold, 0.25% were used. I think we intuitively know that something's wrong with that number. I think, again, not 100% positive, but I'm pretty confident that Bitify is making sure that these bids are actually being used. So it's not just a money transfer between new participants to older participants.
Okay. And so, having said that, I mean, I think I see people flocking from Zeke to Bitify. Now, is the same messaging in Bitify the messaging that was in Zeke, which was basically put your money up, don't work, get more money back? Or is there some component of effort required in a network marketing company doing penny auctions?
You know, the people that are coming from Zeke, I think they sort of have a wrong impression as far as how it should function. And they think, okay, here's another MLM in the penny auction space. Maybe it's similar. And I think they're going to learn really quick that it's a lot different. And those people will eventually leave or they'll get reeducated and make it work. It's only been a week, so it's hard to see how this is all going to shake out. Here's what I'm seeing that's happening is that these affiliates from Zeke, they're being targeted, in my opinion, exploited. I mean, these people have lost enough money, in my opinion. But yet, there's this whole, hey, donate $20 for this Zeke recovery fund, which in my opinion, I don't know what people are paying for with that deal. They're not paying for a lawyer. I don't know where the money's going. You have all these other network marketing companies trying to poach these people and say, hey, come here. We're here for you. We love you. I'm just kind of the opinion, look, let's leave these folks alone. Let's let the dust settle and then let them kind of reacclimate naturally.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that. What do you on that front? Do you see any of those Zeke people getting any of their money back, or is it just completely been swallowed up by the SEC or some sort of government regulator?
Well, it's a combination of both. So essentially, right now Zeke is a carcass, and we've got a few people sitting at the table eating off of it, and that's the receiver right now. He works at a law firm with 700 attorneys. I'm not saying the receiver's a bad guy. That's just how this works. And he's billing by the hour, draining that money pot. There will be money left over, and people will get some money back. Will they get their full value? Probably not. But all people can do right now, it's really important because people are sending me messages. Hey, what can we do? Will you represent us? Number one, we built the website for free for people, ZekeRecovery.info. We're not asking for any money. ZekeRecovery.info. All people can do now is just be patient, right? There's going to be litigation. There's going to be class action litigation. If there's a class action lawsuit, which there already is one, it benefits the class regardless if you contact that lawyer or not. You're part of the class, so just sit tight.
Very cool. That's great information. Now, another thing that everybody's all a Twitter about is Dooley. I think Dooley was obviously he believed in Zeke at a level where he just thought that they were fighting their way through it with a lot of water coming over the edges. But I didn't, in hindsight, I never saw Dooley do anything that felt odd to me. How about you?
No, I love Troy, and my relationship with Troy is very similar to my relationship with Lynn Clements. If there's an issue, we can always pick up the phone and talk with each other, and Troy, as with Lynn and some of my other friends in the space, when they mess up, they accept responsibility. Troy did that. He said, look, guys, I'm sorry. And he even, I think, hinted that he might resign from the A&MP board, which I think we need more courageous people. We don't need less.
I said that in an earlier part.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how that shook out. You know, it's hard to say if he crossed the line in promoting Zeke too much. At the end of the day, he's not an attorney, and I think people understood that. He did report both sides. He reported the negative, and he reported the positive. And at the end of the day, people need to accept responsibility for their own decisions. And I don't think I would blame Troy at all. If anything, I think he's going to come out of this experience stronger. He's going to have a more focused message. And it's probably not going to happen again.
Yeah, and he learned a lot, and we learned a lot, and everybody's got 20/20 hindsight. That's what I've learned over and over and over again. So the name of the game, everybody out there, is instead of looking at somebody else, look in the mirror, because that's probably the root of about 99% of the problems, is that person looking back at you. So please, no matter what you do, please take responsibility. Do your due diligence. So, Kevin, how do people do? I mean, are you looking for clients, or tell me about your life?
Well, I am a father of three kids, and that consumed a lot of my bandwidth. I got one that's 5, 3, and 1 year old. And business is good. I've got a partner now. The firm is Thompson Burton. As for me, people find me by way of, you know, these kinds of calls or the internet. I try to create a lot of content. I try to create as much value as possible before asking for any money. And so usually people come across my content, they call me, and I charge flat fees for startups. And I try to be pretty much competitive with the other folks out there. And that's sort of how my business works.
And how about representing distributors in disputes and things like that? Is that something that you do?
You know, I did in the early stages, Tom, but honestly, there's just not that many out there. And in most cases, the damages do not warrant the expense.
Correct.
And it's sad but true. Sometimes you have a rep who's lost maybe $1,000 per month check. It's just the cost of litigation exceeds the value of what they can gain. And I found that it conflicts me out of representing companies, which is my primary focus. So I really don't represent distributors anymore. We might help Zeke people with the claims process, charge a flat fee, maybe $100 or $200, if they want the help to submit the claims form and get their money back.
How does somebody get hold of you? How does somebody reach you other than Facebook then?
Well, I mean, I've got multiple channels. They can go to, of course, Facebook.com/MLMLegal, or my main site, my bread and butter, is TheMLMAttorney.com. Again, TheMLMAttorney.com. We've got a lot of content on that site. We've got ways that they can reach me if they need help with anything.
Okay. I just put that on Facebook. So anybody that wants to find Kevin, you want to go there. So, Kevin, what do you think of getting out of the penny auction world, the state of network marketing right now as a whole? How do you feel about that?
You know, Tom, I've got mixed reviews. I think the space is growing. So I'm very positive. We're seeing more and more companies put their toe in the water and launching network marketing programs. But we're also seeing a lot of bad companies that are flying under the banner of protection that we all provide. And so I'd like to see the screws tighten a little bit to create more confidence in the marketplace. There's a lot of good news, though, with a company that went public recently, or they're going to go public. I think Visalis, 10% of their total revenue came from its sales force. That's a pretty strong number. I mean, 90% came from customers outside the network. So for people that say, look, the only reason people buy products in network marketing companies is so they can participate in the pay plan, that statistic right there blows that out of the water. And they just sell a freaking weight loss shake. And so the model's good. It serves a valuable function in the marketplace. I just think as a whole, we can do better with quality control.
Why would Blythe Capital have spun that off? I mean, is that the classic example of having a cow and spinning off a calf, knowing that if something happens to the calf, it doesn't kill the cow? Or do you think that there was another reason for doing that? I mean, I can't figure out what has that thing better for Blythe Capital as a stock. I can't figure out why they would have done that. I know they have shareholders in kind.
Well, maybe they're trying to, they're anticipating at some point the explosive growth might stop. Right, and so you want to get off the train right now while the times are good. It's kind of like the way Jerry Seinfeld ended his career. I don't know. It might also be pre-negotiated as part of a deal between Blythe and the founders of iSouth. I really have no insights, but I wouldn't be suspicious of darker times coming for iSouth because of a spinoff. It might just be a very conservative play on Blythe's part.
Yeah, I was trying to do some research as to why and how those things usually work out, because Blythe had everything to gain from the good things going on with Visalis, and you can see with Visalis announcements some serious spike in Blythe stock. And while they've got shareholders in kind right now, it's really two different things, and I don't know if they were going to get that kind of shareholder bump. So I wanted your perspective on that. I don't get it, and maybe it is darker times ahead, or maybe they're just smarter than we are, and the standalone company could raise that $175 million easier than Blythe could have raised it on their own. We don't know.
Yeah, and, but keep in mind now, Blythe still has a finger in that money pot, because
yeah.
I think they're going to retain a little bit of ownership in the Visalis stock.
Oh, they're going to keep a ton. We've got to go, Kevin.
Public,
we got to go. You're out of
okay.
here, man. You are
wonderful.
A rock star, and we will catch you next time. We're going to make a regular out of you yet. Kevin Thompson, MLMattorney.com. Go to his website right now, bookmark it, and read it. We'll see you right after this.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All right, we are back. It is Tom Chenault. It is the Tom Chenault Show. We've got a great morning going, great afternoon going, whatever time zone you're in all over the world. And now we're coming back with a couple who just made a splash in the network marketing business and made millions of dollars. And it's Dr. Becky Mays and her husband, Dan. And what a power couple. You see these two people, you just see they exude confidence. They exude everything good about this great profession we're in. They're with us live now to talk about their experiences in network marketing, some frogs they kissed, and the prince and princesses that they're looking for going forward. And it is a pretty compelling story. I had dinner, luckily, with them last Thursday night in Denver, Colorado, at a wonderful restaurant called Linger. So with that, hello, Dan and Becky. How are you?
Doing great, Tom. How are you?
Never better. How you doing, doctor? What kind of doctor are you?
Gastrointestinal specialist. So when I practiced in Tucson, Arizona, of course, you have to be boarded in internal medicine. I practiced gastroenterology for 13 years. So I was in charge of screening colonoscopies and upper endoscopies and basically handling anything that dealt with the digestive system, including the liver and the pancreas. And it was a great practice. But, you know, I got into nutrition, and that was a good stepping stone for where I am now.
And you are, and I don't even know how to say this, extraordinarily beautiful. I mean, I got to think that when you walked into the office, people would just go, holy mackerel, that's my doctor. And having said that, having you on a stage in network marketing with your medical doctor credentials and the confidence that you've got and the partnership of your husband, you guys had to be a force to be reckoned with, didn't you?
Wow. You know, Danny and I, what we loved about the industry, and Danny was in the industry of network marketing before I even met him and had great success. And when I fell in love with the industry, it was just a great personal development tour for me, because even though being in medicine, you're around a lot of people and you're helping people, but it's different. This is like the world is your waiting room, as Danny would say to me, especially when I retired from medicine. But what we love is we work as a team. So we're on stage as a team. We complement each other. You know, Danny's background, even coming just from software sales, but then gravitating toward network marketing and personal development, we just loved working the business and still do to this day together as a team. And it's something that we live. It's a lifestyle for us.
Okay, so you guys do that. Have you ever been tempted to get back into medical practice on a daily basis?
No, absolutely not. When I retired, it's been almost 6 years since I hung up the stethoscope and threw the pager away. And, you know, Tom, medicine's not what it used to be. And if you talk to doctors that currently practice, most of them will say the same things. I mean, what's happening with the pharmaceutical industries and with rising overhead and rising malpractice costs and rising overhead and reimbursements from insurance companies basically plummeting, it's hard to, number one, make a living. It's hard to really feel good about yourself when the whole traditional medical thinking is about doling out pharmaceuticals and drugs and drugs and drugs and drugs and not treating the underlying cause of why the body started to fall apart in the first place. So when I left medicine, and there were a lot of my peers were extremely shocked. They're like, oh, you worked so hard, you know, internship, residency, subspecialty training, all the money that went into that, the debt that I accumulated to acquire my degrees, people were really shocked that I didn't want to stay in medicine. But Tom, when I said I'm retiring, it was for good, because now it's just a wonderful way, through nutrition and natural healing and alternative approaches through this industry, that I've helped so many more people in this industry than I ever helped in those 13 years of traditional medicine. So I have no desire to go back, ever.
I believe that. And the stage that you've got to get the word out about nutrition and really taking care of yourself the right way, you've got a 10 times bigger stage with radio, with a network marketing platform, than you ever would have had on your best day as a doctor, right?
Absolutely. It was always one-on-one in the office, or just you had some family members sometimes in the office as well, or the hospital. But here it's different, because you are in front of a lot of people, and there's so many different forms of media where you can get that message out. And, you know, and truly, when I started to self-educate on nutrition and these wonderful products that are out there through nutritional multi-level marketing companies, I saw lives change like I never saw before. I mean, when you give people drugs all day long and just write prescriptions, they inevitably come back to your office, side effects, frustrated, how come I'm not any better, why do I feel lousy, what can you do for me? And I had a lot of patients that I ran out of drugs after a while. I'm like, I've tried everything with you, I have nothing to offer you, but now I do. I have nutrition, I have something that really will get to the core of the problem of your internal health and cellular rebalancing and detoxing, and I saw people get their lives back. So this has been such an incredible passion, and Dani and I get up every single morning just ready to empower people with their health and with their finances through this industry. And, you know, we're unemployable. Dani would never go back to software sales. I'd never go back to medicine, because this truly is our passion. This is what we love to do.
Well, you might be the best looking couple I've ever seen in network marketing, and I'm telling you, you are going to make a splash. I want to come back. I want to talk about Dr. Todd, leading edge medical stuff that is in network marketing. Coming back right after this. It's the Tom Chenault Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.